السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear brothers and sisters. First of all, I would like to sincerely apologize for starting late. Today's session was delayed quite a bit, about 30 minutes, and I apologize for that. I was invited for a Khatam of Quran in a local masjid, and I accepted it. And we were there, and I had to give a talk for the masjid, and you know, it just went on longer than expected. You know, sometimes these last few nights of Ramadan, especially the khatams, the people are, you know, are sitting there, and so many people, and they're all there to enjoy that moment, and it gets stretched, not in a negative way, in a positive way, because everyone really enjoys those moments. So I was there, and I was also a part of that gathering. There's a scholar by the name of Qatada who says to be a part of the khatam, the completion of the Quran, is more virtuous than even going for Umrah. In some narrations, he mentions that, like, to be part of a khatam, you know, Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu was a great sahaba. When he would finish the Quran, he would gather his entire family, his relatives, and they would get together, and then they would do the khatam together and make dua together. So these are things that we find in our tradition, and hence, you know, I was attending a khatam in a local masjid. Alhamdulillah, it went great. May Allah bless all those that are part of that gathering, and bless you for waiting. And I truly apologize. Sheikh Abdullah also had a khatam in his own community, and my brother, Sheikh Abdullah Wahid Bajan, and Sheikh Abdullah Uduru, who is joining us today, I'll introduce him in a few minutes, also had a khatam in his masjid. So mashallah, all three of us were able to be a part of these gatherings, and I'm sure many of you have. With a short recitation by one of our students, just to get us, inshallah, in the right mood, the right mindset. I will bring on screen one of our beautiful students from Houston, Ghufran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
How was your Ramadan?
It's going well, mashallah, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Did you have a khatam recently?
Yes, we had a khatam about 2 days ago on 25th night.
Mashallah, mashallah, mashallah. How was that? It was nice?
It's beautiful.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Yalla, Ghufran, I'm going to move off the screen. Inshallah, you can start reading. Inshallah, bismillah. Jazakallah khair for joining us, okay? Tell your dad and your parents that we're saying salam, inshallah.
Inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Front. Sound to us. Your voice is just rattling a little bit. Yeah, I think it's is your mic touching something right now, or is it away from everything?
It's away.
Okay, so can you read a little bit, inshallah, if you don't mind?
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قاف والقرآن المجيد بل عجبوا أن جاءهم منذر منهم فقال الكافرون هذا شيء عجيب أإذا متنا وكنا ترابا ذلك رجع بعيد قد علمنا ما تنقص الأرض منهم وعندنا كتاب حفيظ بل كذبوا بالحق لما جاءهم فهم في أمر مريج أفلم ينظروا إلى السماء فوقهم كيف بنيناها وزيناها وما لها من فروج والأرض مددناها وألقينا فيها رواسي وأنبتنا فيها من كل زوج بهيج تبصرة وذكرى لكل عبد منيب ونزلنا من السماء ماء مباركا فأنبتنا به جنات وحب الحصيد والنخل باسقات لها طلع نضيد رزقا للعباد وأحيينا به بلدة ميتا كذلك الخروج كذبت قبلهم قوم نوح وأصحاب الرس وثمود وعاد وفرعون وإخوان لوط وأصحاب الأيكة وقوم تبع كل كذب الرسل فحق وعيد أفعينا بالخلق الأول بل هم في لبس من خلق جديد صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله تكبير ما شاء الله غفران. That was Hafiz Ghufran. That was beautiful. Mashallah, him and his brother is actually finishing his studies next year in our school. Inshallah, he'll be graduating as a scholar. And Hafiz Ghufran, you have 2 years left, inshallah. And the time flies, right? And mashallah, you have been hearing his recitation alongside the other students on a daily basis as we have recorded the entire Quran in our studio. And it is now, you know, it's online and it's on YouTube. So if you want to listen to it, it's his brother, Hafiz Nur al-Huda and Hafiz Idris. They all have recited one juz each. And alhamdulillah, they finished the Quran in that manner. So you can always go back on our page and inshallah view and listen to the Quran being recited by them. Allah bless you, Ghufran. Inshallah, we're going to have you on later if you're available. If not, inshallah, we'll see you soon. Inshallah. Take care of yourself. Tell your brother I'm saying salam, okay?
Inshallah.
Yeah, inshallah, without any further ado, I would like to bring on my dear brother and brother from another mother, Sheikh Abdullah Aduru. How are you, Sheikh?
I'm good. Alhamdulillah. How are you doing? Assalamu alaikum wa
rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sheikh, you know, I rarely get intimidated by other people's clothes because I'm wearing a big turban. But today I must ask, where's your wardrobe from? You know, where is that from?
Oh, this is the Moroccan dress, man. This is mashallah. You know, it was gifted to me when I was a student. So alhamdulillah, I hardly ever wear it. So it was kind of chilly outside today. It rained profusely today. And so I said, you know, alhamdulillah, let me wear it, inshallah. And I just got in from the masjid, so alhamdulillah.
SubhanAllah. I think that is my screen frozen, Bijan?
Yeah, Mufti Sahib, your screen is frozen and you've gone dark, so I'm going to take over. Move over. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Abdullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, Sheikh, good to see you again.
I watch your reflections with Sheikh Umar, and then sometimes when my younger brother comes on, you guys take him to down to the roads, down to the gutter, man. It's so fun watching you guys do that. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. Alhamdulillah, you're a beautiful brother, man. MashaAllah.
Did you guys have Khatam al-Quran today? You look like you're exhausted.
Yeah, we just did. Because I did, like, you know, they do the dua in Arabic, and so I do it in English at the very end.
Man, so, MashaAllah. How was the feeling? How was the atmosphere there?
Oh, it's beautiful. You know, it's beautiful. I mean, just, you know, A year ago, we weren't even in the masjid. And this year, alhamdulillah, we completed the Quran. So it was a good feeling. The community, you saw good, you know, smiles everywhere. And people were very, very happy. So alhamdulillah.
I mean, people don't realize last year was just like 12 months ago. We didn't have Taraweeh in the masjid.
Yeah.
And people were happy they were doing Taraweeh with their family. It was a different feeling. But the family feeling of the community, the brotherhood, the sisterhood, it's just not replaceable. And alhamdulillah, we're so fortunate to have that again this year. Alhamdulillah. Sheikh Abdullah, I really want to welcome you. I want to welcome you properly, Sheikh Abdullah. I was welcoming you, but mashallah, Sheikh Abdullah Uduru is doing so much great work in his masjid in Dallas. And then also with the Yaqeen Institute, you can see every night him and Sheikh Omar do a Quran reflection. Great work. And thousands of people tune in. And Sheikh Abdullah, you're too big for us. You're a celebrity. We have to, like,
long stuff.
MashaAllah, so much work that you're doing. May Allah give you strength and give you barakah. And sometimes when I want to get motivated, I watch some of your Instagram exercise videos, and then I promise, you know, I'm going to do tawbah from eating unhealthy food. My tawbah isn't really, you know, not commitment. It's no.
Hello, what's that?
Wait, do you have sons? You guys compete like this all the time? You're just, I mean, your children are going to, I'm going to have to go uphill battle for this.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're getting older now, so I'm corny. You know, with me and my dad jokes. So, you know, it's they got to find someone more relevant for them. But they'll come back.
They'll come back. They'll come back.
Oh, yeah. They'll come back.
Alhamdulillah. We want to welcome Sheikh Abdullah, and today's topic is Afdhul Dhikr, about the ibadah of dhikr. And we talked about Afdhul Dhikr, La ilaha illallah, wa Afdhul Dua, Alhamdulillah. But today we're going to talk about the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how this is one of the greatest ibadah. And I can see, guys, you guys have to be with us, bear with us. It's 1:18 in Michigan Eastern Time, and it's 12:18 in Dallas, the blessed city of Dallas. And Sheikh Abdullah and myself, we are low on energy, something like Red Bull, or some good comments, like, you know, something that can flatter us, can energize us. And Sheikh Abdullah doesn't get flattered that fast. I do, and I'll admit it. So, you know, so some good compliments will help reignite the energy level on the screen. I'm telling you, we're coming late night right now, and it's not like we started like at 6 p.m. We've started this our programs earlier in the day. So alhamdulillah, you know, Sheikh Abdullah has done so much for us. Just for him to be on the screen is such a blessing. Sheikh Abdullah, I would like to ask you on this topic of dhikr, what comes to your mind? What do you feel that the crowd needs to hear as we conclude the blessed month of Ramadan? I know it's easy, like dhikr is easy and it's not hard, but we want you to bring us back, and how easy is it, and how important is it, Sheikh Abdullah?
I mean, subhanAllah, you know, when I think of dhikr, I think of, you know, the linguistic meaning, which further transfers into the technical meaning, if you mean like a istilahan. So lughatan, it's like to remember something, right? To recollect. So I always tell people we have to reflect to connect. You have to think about something. And those thoughts, depending on what they are and how they manifest itself, that's where the fruits come in. So when you think about something or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you think about his names and his attributes and how it took place in your life, that demands from you something. What are you going to do about it, right? So for instance, when people want to become Muslim, there's a lot of linguistic dhikr going on. They're thinking about, what did I do in my life? What, you know, what were those things that took place in my life? And what am I going to do about it? You know, the regrets that I have. I know that God is one. Well, I know this is the right choice. So they make that, they do that action. They perform that action. So I really think about remembrance. And from the remembrance is where the other forms of dhikr, mainly the ones that we know and commonly, the one that's a commonplace amongst us all is dhikr bil lisan, right? It's mentioning that with your tongue, saying subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, the adhkar, as-sabah, wal-masa, for instance. It's saying those names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your tongue. But it really won't have any significant or let's say the optimal effect of the purpose of it being said if there's no remembrance of the heart. Now, so that's primarily what I think about.
SubhanAllah. You take over, man. You know me. I'm here just to host you, go through you, sit back, make some little corny jokes. Energy into the
world. We need to keep. You have a lot to much more than that. Vision.
At the moment, you guys have better cameras than me. You guys are more are knowledgeable right now. You know, it's perfect for you guys. You guys.
How was your khatam? Was good.
Alhamdulillah. 29 nights of Ramadan have gone by, and I mean that's what Quran is, right? Quran is just every ayah the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, exactly. And like it's Quran is like. I think the funnest way to do the dhikr of Allah, the funnest way, like you have so many things to remember through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Allah says, "Ma hiya tadhkira, dhikra, wa ma huwa illa dhikra lil bashar, dhikra, dhikra, always, in huwa illa dhikru lil alameen, wa ma huwa illa dhikru lil alameen." Always reminding, this is the concept of وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنْ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. This concept of dhikr, dhikr, dhikr. So much remembrance in the Quran. And when you educate yourself with ta'aleem and the dhikr comes with it. So it's been, like what Sheikh Abdullah has been saying, it's been a month of just listening to the Quran, juz by juz, talking about the Quran, reflection moments with the Quran, top 10, the classroom of the Sahaba. It's just so refreshing. And I'm so grateful for this. So that's what Sheikh Abdullah was saying. You kind of like have to, now I've heard it so much. I've spoken about it so much. I've read about it so much in the last month. I just hope it settles into my heart. And that's my biggest concern right now.
Sheikh Abdullah and Sheikh Umar are also doing their 30 for 30. I mean, many people are, mashallah, many of the audience that are on here today are also watching your guys' beautiful reflections that you share on a nightly basis. May Allah reward you all for what you do. Vision, the hadith is, خَيْرُ الْعَمَلِ أَن تُفَارِقَ الدُّنْيَا وَلِسَانُكَ رُطْبًا مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. The best amal, again, going back to the best, right? He says the best amal. So the Sahaba was asked in one narration that what is the best way to leave this world, right? So what is the best way to leave Ramadan? What is the best way to leave an act? And the Prophet responded by saying that the best way to leave the world or to leave an act by extension is أن تفارق, that you leave from it, وَلِسَانُكَ رُطْبٌ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, and your tongue is moist with the remembrance of that. Very interesting that the Prophet said this. How do you know, and Shaykh Abdullah can also answer this, right? How do you know that an event was successful or that a da'wah was hype?
So when you're referring to Shaykh Abdullah, you call him Shaykh Abdullah, and you're referring to me? Bajan.
Batan al-Faqir.
I love when my little brothers call me Bajan, which means honorable older brother in Urdu. So I enjoy it. So we'll call you.
It's a dictatorship over here, Sheikh. But nonetheless, so like, how do you know that it was a good event? It was a good da'wah, a good party. The best way to know is that when you leave, you're still speaking about it. Mm-hmm. You're still talking about, man, that night was great night. It was a great wedding. The food was so good. This was like this. And you're still talking about it. And if you really like it, what you end up doing is going online and leaving a review for that restaurant or that hotel or that place that you went to. Your dhikr of that place did not stop. Wow. So what the Prophet is saying, that as you leave the month of Ramadan, as you leave these places, continue speaking about it, because you speaking about it is a sign that you enjoyed it. And you not speaking about it is a sign that you are waiting for it to leave. This is why when the Prophet was blessed with Fath Makkah, the greatest victory for the Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of it, and people always ask, what should we do as Ramadan is ending? Allah said to him, you received the greatest victory, which happened on the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Some say the 23rd night, some say the 25th night. Last 10 nights of 10 days of Ramadan, Fath Makkah took place. What did Allah tell this Prophet of ours to do when he gained the greatest victory of his life? He said, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. Oh my Habib, now you start remembering me even more.
La ilaha illallah.
What I gave you. I gave you this victory so that you can increase your remembrance of me. No one gives a gift to a loved one for them to love them less. A gift is given so that the love may increase. Allah does not give us the gift of this blessed month of Ramadan so that we may ignore Him, na'ud billah, more, or love Him less, or because Allah wants to love us less. But rather, the hope from this is that we both love each other more, and we can love Allah more. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. Ya Rasul of Allah, turn back and do your dhikr of Allah now more than before. And this is why this hadith was chosen on this night, that as we are leaving, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not just passively or you know, on as a backdrop or you know as a side thing, but rather as an active form of ibadah should be done. Right? And the best dhikr to do at these times is wastaghfir, to do istighfar, that ya Allah, we were not able to worship you the way that you ought to be worshipped. But Sheikh, I mean I don't want to speak more.
You have way too much energy, man. Honestly, I can't keep up with you. Let Sheikh Abdullah speak more.
If you can continue that stream, like, okay, so why is it important after this beautiful month of Ramadan to do more dhikr? Like Sheikh Abdullah Bajan already mentioned, like, we've already done so much dhikr. right? So why are we doing more? Like, what is the benefit of it, and what is the purpose of it? If you can please shine some light on that. Inshallah, Shaykh, I'm going to keep looking at, mashallah, your setup, mashallah. It's very beautiful. You know, and Allah keep you looking beautiful, handsome. You got a little bit of gray in there to show your wisdom. You know, I'm missing that right now. You know, I'm going to grow. I'm going to fit that in there somehow. May Allah bless you, Shaykh.
No, I don't have the setup like y'all, mashallah. You have the nice setup in the back. Then I want to make salah in Shaykh Abdullah's room, mashallah. He's got the nice garden, mashallah. Got the green back. Oh, man.
Mashallah. Don't get him started. Don't get him started, because he's gonna continue talking about his backdrop. He's gonna change the lights, because he can change the lights.
Sure. You say anything about you talk about my backdrop? I mean, what color do you like, Sheikh?
I want to go swimming now, mashallah, man.
you like pink?
Whoa, subhanallah, mashallah. He didn't even move to go. I gotta move to change mine. Look at him, mashallah.
Oh my god, little night theme.
Let the world know, mashallah, tabarakallah. No,
I told you, I get excited when people compliment me. You know, it's just my weakness.
Mashallah, mashallah, may Allah bless you, mashallah. No, I mean, subhanAllah, when thinking about dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thinking about this conclusion of Ramadan, I mentioned it on my khutbah Friday, and it happened years ago when I used to teach at Bayna, subhanAllah. It was a young child walked in with his father, and it was in Shawwal. And then he said, Baba, why are we still coming to the masjid? Ramadan is over.
Oh,
so it's really about, you know, if you're at that gathering, that wedding ceremony, you know, subhanAllah, you remember it, but you're remembering the good moments that made you want to talk about it again and even relive it. So those experiences that you had in Ramadan, you know, cherishing them, remembering those good times, remembering how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought you through COVID, and you were able to make it there. You know, you're able to make it to the masjid. You were able to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You were able to hear the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're able to fast. You know, you could have been sick, you know, from the after effects of COVID or from the vaccines or whatever the case may be. But there are so many things that could have happened we don't think about, because we are nas, you know, subhanAllah. And, you know, the word nas comes from, some scholars say, nasiha. What's the poem? Naqad nasituka faghtafar fa inna awwala nasin nasin. Naam, fa inna awwala nas adam nasin nasiya. You know, so when we understand that we as mankind, subhanAllah, there we forget more than we remember. We forget the sins, you know, more than we remember them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still al-ghafur. Allah is still al-afu. What's the dua that we make in searching for Laylatul Qadr? As Aisha radiallahu anha, she asked her husband, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she said, what should I say if Laylatul Qadr approaches me? He said, innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna fa'fu anni, right? So, oh Allah, you are the pardoner, you love to pardon, so pardon me. So thinking about just the fact that, you know, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions in Wabil al-Sayyib, he mentions a beautiful concept of, you know, he makes a dua at the beginning of his book. He says, as'aluka Allah al-Azim أن يتولاك في الدنيا والآخرة وأن يجعلك إذا أعطيت شكرت إذا أعطيت شكرت وإذا أذنبت استغفرت وإذا أذنبت أسألك أن إذا أعطيت شكرت وإذا ابتليت صبرت وإذا أذنبت استغفرت فهؤلاء ثلاث أنواع السعادة. He says these three things, if you were given them, he says, if you were to be given, you are thankful. And if you were to be tested, you are patient. And if you were to commit a sin, you seek forgiveness. And these three things is true happiness. Then he goes on to talk about, you know, al-istighfar. And then he mentions how the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, abu'u bika wa ni'matika alayya wa abu'u bi dhanbi. And then he goes, subhanAllah, he goes on and he talks about how Shaykh al-Islam al-Harawi, Ismail al-Harawi al-Hanbali, he mentions how he said, Al-Abdu yasiru bayna shay'ain fi dunya. Mutala'at al-minna, mushahadat al-minna wa mutala'at al-dhamb, mutala'at al-aib. So he says these two things that Abd goes through in their life. Two things. And Ibn al-Qayyim says, these are qa'idata al-ibada. These are the two rukn, or the two pillars, or two maxims of ibada, or ubudiyya, of servitude. The first of them is mushahadat al-minna, is to witness the minna of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some scholars say al-mannan is one of the names of Allah. فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَوَقَاهُمْ عَذَابَ السَّمُومِ. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that bestows upon you His blessings, and He reminds you of His blessings, right? And then the second one is witnessing, you approaching your عُيُوبَ النَّفْسِ وَالْعَمَلِ, the mistakes that you've made. So each one of these, they something derives from it. So when you think about the minna, it brings hub, it brings kamal al-hub. And then the second one brings kamal al-dhul, yani debasement. Wow. So when you think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what He's given you, I made it here to Ramadan, my family's healthy, you know, Allah's blessed me with patience from a family member that may have passed away from COVID, or just, you know, Allah has taken them, but Allah has got me through. You know, my times alone with Allah is what people are making dua for me, which is great, but it's really when I'm alone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that really gets me through. You know, not my 10 days of i'tikaf, but just between Maghrib and Isha and thinking of those moments, of the good moments, has gotten me through. You know, and you think how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you with that. He blessed you with closure, you know, to move on, to continue on, and to live the legacy of that person. So when you think of that, that's the minna of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which increases your love of Him. And then also at the same time, you're thinking how you fell short before. And that's the mutala'at al-aib. You're thinking about the deficiencies and shortcomings that have befallen you. When you think of the fact that, you know, as the Prophet ﷺ said in the dua that Ibn Rajab, he mentions it in his rasail, he says a portion of the dua, وَأَسْتَغْفِرُكَ لِمَا تَعْلَمْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ, meaning that I seek refuge from that which you know and that which I don't even know. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned before, there are sins that we have forgotten we've committed. Mm-hmm. Just think about that. I mean, it's amazing. But Allah is al-alim al-qadir, Allah is al-alim and al-khabir. He has all knowledge and He knows the minutiae. Al-tafa ashya. He's the khabir, well acquainted. And He knows that sin you committed on October 27, 2001 at 2:51 p.m. He knows that. You know, and it's impossible for Him to be ignorant of that. So all of those things that you've forgotten, just thinking about the fact of sins that you've forgotten should make you just be, yani, subhanAllah, makes you sorrowful at the moment. And in, you know, he mentions al-inkisar, inkisar al-qalb. That word inkisar is such a comprehensive word in regards to turning back to Allah and inaba. Inkisar comes from kasar, which means to break. Your heart is broken in front of Allah.
Wow.
It just descends like it's
shattered.
Shattered, exactly. Jazakallah khair. What am I going to do if I don't have you?
Wow.
Right? And that brings the dhul. And he says these are the two things that are, you know, so you think about those moments in Shawwal, you know, in the months that follow, when you were in Ramadan and you were crying and you were just alone thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you think about that. And that's the dhikr. So when you think about it, you say, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And you think about 100 times during the day. You get up and pray 2 raka'at. You go and give some sadaqah. You read the Quran al-Kareem. You sit and get on your Google calendar, whatever calendar you may use. And you say, you know what? I want that feeling that I had in Ramadan. I want to capture that feeling. So you remember and you make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you mentioned, Sheikh Abdul, you know, afdal al-dhikr is, you know, the Quran. You recite the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You recall those moments when you first memorized it. Wallahi, I was, you know, when reading a chapter of subhanAllah, I had many moments, like reading Qal al-Hawariyuna Nahnu Ansar Allah. I remember when I was sitting in my living room in Al-Madina after Dhuhr, and it was so hard for me to memorize it. I remember when my mentor said Taghabun was so hard for me. I was like, how is it hard for you? You know, I remember these moments in the masjid, you know, when I was memorizing this verse. And so you have flashbacks of those moments. And I tell new Muslims that, and youth is that as well. You know, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he mentions that there may be, you know, a portion of their salah, and he mentions the different fractions, Nuswaha, Thuluthuha, Sudusuha, you know, and, you know, scholars have given qiyas and made the analogy that a jaza' min jins al-amal, you know, basically whatever ikhlas or sincerity you have in that action is the reward that you will receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So dude, when I tell converts and youth that, especially because their experiences are very congruent, is just think about those moments that you had in your life. You know, now you see the movies as flashbacks. You have those flashbacks, and then immediately associate that with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Sheikh, man, you say some amazing thing. Allah reward you, man. But when you say about the Quran, so I use the Quran that I use for my muraja'a, for my revision, is the same Quran that I became hafidhan.
MashaAllah.
So, alhamdulillah, it's still in good shape. So I have a lot of things in there that remind me what happened when I learned it. I have some spots where the pages are a little hard because I'm sure I was crying because my teacher beat me up. Or so like, I have some spots where the teacher just circled the whole page. So I'm reading it now. I'm like, man, this was hard to memorize, man. You know, where my Bajan beat me up. I wasn't learning my stuff, you know. So no, I'm just, you know, whenever you get hit.
Never lift a pencil on Mufti Buha.
Oh man, everyone knows that's so true. MashaAllah, may Allah reward you, Bajan, for pushing us, allowing us to be where we are now. Inshallah, continue pushing us. But Sheikh, man, you say, yeah, you. I mean, you went scuba diving, Sheikh. Those are some deep stuff.
No. Before you go scuba diving, Sheikh, do you box?
Yes, every now and then. Yes.
You came out punching. You came out punching, Sheikh.
Hello, Mister. Hello, Mister. Hello.
Like man, mashallah. You know why I know? Because I saw some of your videos, those Instagram videos.
Actually, one of the guys I trained with is actually Abdul Karim. He's actually Omar Suleiman's brother-in-law.
Yeah, Abdul Karim. Oh.
So whenever you're mad at Sheikh Omar, just knock him out.
Yeah.
You can't get mad at Sheikh Omar. He's too nice.
Sheikh Omar, I said that. I'm just joking, guys.
Yeah.
But the thing, before you expand, I just wanted to say, when you're talking about men for a second, and then he talks about the sins, like the aspect of, so beautiful. I don't know. And that's unbelievable, because humans, we always remember the favors that we do people, but we forget the wrong that we've done to people. And we forget other people's favors on us, but we remember their mistakes. We're so like complex in this concept, right? We're double standard. And with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're like that too. We forget His favors, and then we remember all the times our du'as were not accepted. So, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reversed with that. He remembers the little good that we do, but He hasn't forgotten the big wrong mistakes that we've done. But He still deals with us as if we're like perfect. Like, you know, the ayah, وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَهُمْ مُؤْمِنْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. You know, it says, you know, it's شَاكِرًا لِأَنْعُمِ اِجْتَبَاهُ وَهَدَاهُ لَا صَلَاتُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. So like the concept of Ibrahim always remembered those ni'mas, we forget those ni'mas. This Ramadan was such a great ni'mah, and then Sheikh Abdullah talked about that. But you know, there's an ayah in Surah Mu'min, Surah Ghafir, where the angels say, الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ عَرْشَ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا. Both of these are brought together. And rahma, Allah, your rahma encompasses everything. So someone could be oblivious and forgive someone, but Allah is not neglectful or oblivious. He's fully alim of their wrong. And He says, you know what? I'm going to let you slide. You know, like, oh, the police officer wasn't merciful because he didn't catch you. He just didn't see you. Allah saw you and He was merciful. فَغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ. So Allah's knowledge and His rahmah is being appreciated. And the last point Sheikh Abdullah was making, which just got me thinking, because Sheikh Abdullah comes from a very different angle and very deep in the sense of man, that favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then on us, that He is al-mannan, you know, yeah, and the favor that Allah has done for us, that we've come across this month of Ramadan, which leads us to be grateful to Him and remember Him. I mean, you could say, if you've been watching Yaqeen, I'm so lucky, I learned so much. Talk about it. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثِ. If you've been watching the Niftah programs, talk about it, write it down. What's next now? What's next? You got this, now what's next? Every time, it's our nature. We accomplish, say we've gone to a resort or a vacation, we've been there before. Even if I enjoyed it, I want to go next. I want to go to a better place. Like, we want to discover. We want to enjoy. We went to this restaurant, and we want to go somewhere else. Try something new. Giordano's, I've done this before. I want something better. Now, similarly with this Islamic concept of man, alhamdulillah, we're so blessed. Now, this blessing is demanding that we start to strive harder for better things. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. That was beautiful, Bajan.
Sheikh Abdullah, man. That's all I'm doing.
Sheikh Abdullah, I mean, I don't want to continue because Sheikh Abdullah is here as the guest. So I mean, I want him to just, inshallah, continue enlightening us. I mean, the only thing that comes to my mind right now, as mashallah, both of you just spoke about that concept of man and dhikr so well. So I don't think I need to add to that at all. Neither can I. But I want to bring it back to that analogy that you know, the moment when we enjoy something, we continue speaking about it.
Yeah.
And that sunnah is very important in anything in life. You know, it's like it's natural. When you give someone a gift and they don't use it, you get upset. Like, yo, why don't you use my gift? Or they don't speak about it. Like, why don't you speak? You didn't like it? So
Mufti Abdul Wahab is the worst person to give a gift to. Worst person.
No, I'm not bad.
I give him an Apple laptop. Didn't touch it. 3 years. 3 years. And that was like my savings, you know? Like
but Sheikh, see, I was a zahid. In those years of my life, I was a zahid. I was far from dunya. I didn't have a phone. I don't know what an Apple laptop was. But now my brother got me a car.
Like, you still have an Apple Watch you never wore. So these things, Mufti Wahab, Sheikh Abdullah, if you want to ever give him a gift, just give it to me. I'll use it.
Zahid, mashallah.
I'm open, Sheikh. I've changed. But the idea is like, it's natural. It's every human being loves to be appreciated. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to be appreciated as well. So this idea of speaking about it after we leave is important. This is why I was preparing for these sessions, something that comes to my mind is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us when you're doing the amal, do the dhikr of Allah. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu idha laqitum fi'atan fathbutu wathkuru Allah kathiran la'allakum taflihun. So he says when you are in the thick of the battle, when you are in the thick of the amal, like it's late Friday night, 29th night or 25th night, and you're really enjoying yourself, continue doing it. فَثْبُتُوا. Don't turn away. Make sure you continue. Don't stop. Don't stop. But at the same time, فَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ. Know that Allah allowed us to be here. So this should bring a sense of gratitude. And then you would become grateful. And then when you finish the amal, فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُم مَنَاسِكَكُمْ فَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ عِنْدَ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ وَذْكُرُوهُ كَمَا هَدَاكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when you finish all of the rituals and the manasik of Hajj, so you went through this entire difficult journey of Hajj, that when you leave, you're like, I want to leave, I want to get back home. فَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ عِنْدَ الْمَشْعَدِ الْحَرَامِ. Continue remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as this is what got you there, this is what made you get there. Speak about it, so people know that you enjoyed it. Not just share pictures, come back and share your reflections, share your moments, speak to someone about it. So they know, oh, like imagine going to somewhere for a vacation, you come back and your family, how was it? It was good. Like, they don't want to go there anymore because you're not hyping it up enough.
Right.
So we need to hype this up more than we possibly can so that other people know that they missed out on something. So the next time when it comes, we are able to be back and they also want to be back. So it's on us to make sure that we speak about these things as they are leaving, and obviously speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, normally if we want to experience a moment, we have to go to certain places, right? Like we have to go to that restaurant to experience that food. To experience Allah's love and mercy, إِنَّ أَرْضَ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَةً فَإِيَّا يَفَعْبُدُونَ. We can experience that feeling in our house, in our room, on our bed. That feeling can that same feeling, we can experience it, right? If we just follow that same blueprint. They say in sports, what pushes a person that won the finals to want to win the finals again? Like, what pushes them?
Money.
It's that feeling. It's a...
Where is it?
He said money.
Money.
he's not wrong, right? But either it was Kobe or Jordan, one of them that said this. He's like, what pushes me is that feeling that I felt when I won it last time. I want to experience that feeling again. I want to experience that feeling, that experience of triumph and victory. Well, we need to gain victory in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? So this is what makes you want to come back. And the only the scholars debate, how do you know if an amal is accepted, right? And we don't know till the akhirah. But one of the greatest signs of an amal being accepted is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to do it again if we're still alive. Allah allows us to do it again and again. So as we're leaving this blessed month, وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has this is such a powerful verse, Bajan. وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. That talking about Allah is the greatest thing that a person can do.
And that is in the ayah of salah, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنْ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. Subhanallah. As if the salah was not a dhikr. It was a dhikr, but Allah says, we have other things to talk about. The dhikr that's full of dhikr.
The continue.
Yeah. Wallahi ya'lam bis sawab. Sorry, we want Sheikh Abdullah. I want Sheikh Abdullah to talk, man.
No, no, alhamdulillah. No, no, it's very, 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 very enlightening, mashallah. May Allah bless you both, mashallah. No, I mean, subhanAllah. I mean, you mentioned, you know, you mentioned the manasik, you know, to have dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَذْكُرُوهُ كَمَا هَدَاكُمْ وَإِنْ كُنْتُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ لَمِنَ الضَّالِّينَ.
Wow.
You know, subhanAllah. And it's thinking about the past, thinking about, you know, before, and using that reminiscence, that recollection and reflection to make the dhikr. And even when you mentioned فَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was reminding him in the beginning how he was. وَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى وَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. After that, there was this responsibility. فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ لِأَنَّكَ كُنْتَ يَتِيمًا. So now that he's a yatim, لَا تَقْهَرْ وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ وَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى. You know, there's a, you know, he found you lost. You know, subhanAllah. So when it comes to all of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him at the very end, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ حَدِّثْ عَنْهُ النِّعْمْ حَدِّثْ عَنْهُ. Don't forget to remember these beautiful blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even in subhanAllah, you mentioned Hajj in Ramadan. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say at the very end? What should we do upon the Eid? وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ.
Wow.
Upon the conclusion, I mean, we know that Abu Hurairah used to go on the aswaq, in the souk, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa ilaha ilham. Wallahi, subhanAllah, when new Muslims see this, when non-Muslims see Muslims coming out the masjid and drove, they just, you know, that when it's 8 in the morning, where everybody's probably going to work, but then they just see Muslims coming out of the mosque. What is going on over there?
Right? Is there a Black Friday sale somewhere? Like, you know, what's going on, man? You know?
You know? What's going on? So they see that it's something, and that's what I always tell. I literally on the minbar, when I conclude my Eid khutbah, I tell them, I get the mic, I say, have fun. Go somewhere and have fun and eat and exchange gifts. Please, you know, let the children understand to have dhikr of this day and remember these moments.
Subhanallah.
You know, they have to remember. You know, I had a session with a family therapist in our community. We have it in our masjid. So we were having it on Facebook, and he said, my fondest memories of Ramadan is mint chocolate ice cream. He said, because my dad used to take me after Tarawih to go and get mint chocolate ice cream. He said, I still remember it till this day. Hmm. So those moments of Ramadan is associated with something that he liked. I mean, that's his, you know, mashallah, his level and what he remembers. But it's a good memory, right? It's a good memory. So, you know, when we think about these moments in Ramadan, one of the best ways to conclude it is to have that dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our lisan, to say alhamdulillah, and reading the Quran al-Kareem, recalling those beautiful moments, to where subhanAllah, we will be surprised, and next thing you know, that Sha'ban is approaching us and we're getting ready for Ramadan again. And that's what I tell people, to use Ramadan as a catalyst for something new, for a new habit, for something that is, you know, you want to increase in, or increase yourself in. So
Abdullah, what is your favorite hadith about dhikr? Like, you know, in like the hadith that you would use in your khutbah for your children, for yourself. What out of all the hadith, what is that one hadith that you kind of celebrate most and you find it to be most motivating in the topic of dhikr? I'm sorry I put you on the spot.
No, I'm not. No, no problem. No problem. Subhanallah.
Mufti Sahib, you think about it too, Mufti Duhab.
Yeah, I want to say it.
No, there's so many. I mean, like, I want to know, because there's so many hadith that are in front of me also in my readings, but that hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, like, since we're talking about this, right? Like, ayyu julasa'ina khaira, right? Like, what gatherings are the best for us? Now, the Prophet could have said the dhikr gatherings or the gatherings of Quran. He talked about this. Wasbir nafsaka ma'al ladina man dhakkarakum Allah ru'yatahu. When you see certain people, they remind you of Allah. Like, there's some people who are going to say, do dhikr, like I'm doing right now. Brother, grab your masbah, tasbih, do zikr. Right? That's one way of doing it. But there's some people, when you see them, the whispers of shaitan disappear. Not because they're intimidating, but their presence, they're just their presence, subhanAllah. And man dhakkarakum Allahu ru'yatahu wa zada fi 'amalikum mantiqa. And when you sit with them and you learn from them, your knowledge increases. وَذَكَّرَكُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ عَمَلُ. And when you see them praying, when you see them giving charity, when you see them the way they forgive people, like, this is so profound that their actions, not their speeches, their way they interact, the way they behave, the way they worship reminds you of Akhira. Mm-hmm. Like they're just an embodiment. And I've seen these people, like when people speak to them, they're so calculated. And when they even give gifts, when they smile, they're like, do you know, like, you know, when a person comes in with a self motive, like he has his personal agenda in meeting people, like, I have to meet this guy, I need clients, I need patients, I need referrals. His smile is for that. His greeting is for that. His dinners are for that. His you know, anniversary, like whatever, like gifts for Christmas or Eid are just incentive. You know, they're very business related. But there's some people, they just greet you for that same reason, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see them like, wow, I can't believe he met me like that. I can't believe or she was so, like, so kind. And this person, every act reminds him of Akhirah. I find that narration to be very interesting because it's not just dhikr by like yelling at someone or talking about it, but like looking at these type of, these are the gatherings the Prophet ﷺ said, be around. Mm-hmm. So when you're finishing Ramadan, gotta find these places because it keeps you so motivated. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so helpful because honestly, like as much as we've studied, if I'm all alone, and if I go on YouTube, I'm not opening the first video. Won't be a dhikr video. Oh, the virtues of doing dhikr, Sheikh Abdullah Uduru, Sheikh Abdul Wahab. Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. No. The first video I might see might be something on cars, something about snowboarding because I started snowboarding last winter. You know, something on what my interest is. For example, how do you make a studio lighting to look better? You know, like, Sheikh Abdullah, don't tell me you didn't see those videos. I'm sure we all did, you know? So when COVID happened, so you're like, that will be the first thing, something of my own interest at the moment. Mm-hmm. But imagine seeing people who are just constantly motivating you. Be around you, you know, like أكون مع الصادقين. That's all I wanted to say. Mm-hmm. That was one of my most interesting ones.
Jeff, I can just quickly add to that. You know, one is to look in your friends list and try to find those people and try to find those gatherings. Mm. And the second is to become those people.
Wow.
Like, why can't we become those people? Like, man, we become those individuals
that was hard. It's hard to become like that, man. Because I got to give up everything. Then, you know, it's hard.
Yeah, man. No, you already like that. And you know, it really, it's more so like, you know, one is to, okay, I can become a person when people see me, I can meet them with respect and love. And the only way to do that is actually, inshallah, be intentional in that. Like, that's the intention when you meet people and you have nothing else in mind. But Jen, you said that too. You said, number one, be around people. Allah in the Quran, when he speaks about nur and iman, he said this happens because of two things. Number one, fi buyutin. It happens because of the places, the houses of Allah. So we encourage all of us to continue populating the masjid.
Muftis, I've talked about it yesterday in Moments of the Quran.
No, I already went deep in that, but he was mentioning it today as well in the khatam. And the second one was, and I'm sure he spoke about it in detail, so I would ask you all to watch it again, is rijalun, be around people, right? Mm. Be in the masjid and then be around people. And that in those two things, you're naturally constantly in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, how do you know a person got a new job? Like, sometimes you're around a person and without you even asking, they tell you what job they have, or they tell you where they got accepted into university, or what car they bought, or when they, you know, they just got married, because they just want to speak about it, right? Like, you look at them and they're so happy. Why are you happy for? I just got, you know, this happened. So they you can tell that something happened and they're happy about it, and it's, the words are in their throat. They just want to say it,
yeah,
right? It's right there. That's the same way people should see us after Ramadan. Like, why do you look in why do you look so, you know, peaceful? Why do you look so calm and at ease? Mm. Oh, because Ramadan just finished, right? Mm. And I remember, Sheikh, you said, "Itakabbir Allah ala ma hadakum." My father, may Allah protect him, Amen. He had this sunnah when he would take us for Eid. Man, he would make us read takbir so loud that by the time we got there for Eid Salat, we were so pumped up that, you know, we're jumping off walls, you know. So like, he would get us so pumped up, like saying the takbir and the talbiyah, like it was so powerful, right? And this is why, you know, starting it off right on Eid. Like, so when you take your children to the masjid, start it on Eid. You know, have a gathering in the home with saying takbir and saying it out loud. So these things will hopefully, inshallah, instill, you know, memories in us. They say, how do you regrow a relationship with someone to remember good moments that you had with them, right? How do we regrow this relationship with Allah 3 months from now to remember these moments? That felt so good.
That's so deep. That's so deep. I remember their, you know, that remember those good moments. I think you got that. You learned that concept after marriage.
I don't know from you, Bijan. Give me a crash course on a marriage workshop while driving. You know, so it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, I took most of it, but I didn't take all of it, because if I took all of it, you know, there will be other issues. But
yeah, Abdullah, please elaborate on two things. One, on the hadith that you like, and also wadhkuru ala ma hadakum. I like that concept too.
Well, subhanAllah, hadith the only hadith that comes to mind, it's not a hadith about dhikr of lisan, it's the dhikr of subhanAllah, mot. You know, yeah, you know, akthiru dhikra hadim o hadim. I love that. But when it comes to the adhkar al lisan, subhanAllah, my mind is.
That's a beautiful hadith itself, though, Sheikh. Like that.
Do you remember death very often? And if you do, how do you do it? Like, does it get to you? Like, how often do you think about it?
It's starting to become more. I mean, after my sister, you know, my sister died of cancer, and then, you know, just, you know, my mother, she's living with me, and then just seeing how, you know, time, subhanAllah, time is limited. I think time is limited, and you just start to think about, you know, what legacy you're leaving. And what's interesting, I was in this book club with a couple of brothers, and one of them made an interesting, we were reading the book called The Other Westmore. I don't know if you heard of it, but it's a very interesting book. And he said, subhanAllah, when we were young, we were worried about our first name, but when we get older, we worry about our last. Like, what legacy are you going to leave? And that's what I always tell people, even at my sister's funeral with all of her friends, it's like, okay, what legacy are you going to leave for that person? You know, what do you know they wanted to fulfill in their life, and what role can you play in fulfilling that?
Wow.
Right. So the wisdom in that is, subhanAllah, you know, within, you know, the Prophet of Islam using the fi'l al-amr, akthiru.
Wow.
Dhikr, akthiru. Mm. Because the more that you think about death, you start to think about how you're living your life.
Yep.
You know, and that is, it's so profound, because, you know, you see certain scholars, they are, you know, who was it? Fadail ibn Ayyad, you know, someone that was always thinking about that. You know, always thinking about death and thinking about, you know, he was a Zahid. You know, him, you have Abdullah Mubarak. Certainly, some of these Tabi'een and the likes of these ulama were always on that. You know, Abu Darda, you know, companions, they were Zuhad, you know, and they were always thinking about that. So, you know, subhanAllah, it's amazing when you have that remembrance. And that's always why I say you have to, you know, reflect to connect. That's the key. You have to have that in order to get to the next part, to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's subhanAllah, even when you think about, you know, it was the hadith when Aisha, the Prophet told Aisha to recite subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, right? And at nighttime before you go to sleep. And you think about what they call a cognitive behavioral therapy, you know, CBT. It's where someone, they're asked questions, but they have to, it's kind of like self-therapy, to where one is speaking to themselves on a consistent level and asking themselves questions to where it's therapeutic for them. Wow. And then you think about, why do we repeat subhanAllah, 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 subhanAllah? It could have just been once, but it's, you know, Allah knows why that we do it 33, 33, 33, and maybe 34, right? Why do we recite over and over again? What is the difference? Because when you do it, you know, after every salah, at least, you know, you think, okay, what's the difference between subhanAllah and alhamdulillah and Allahu Akbar? You know, Allahu Akbar, okay, concluding Ramadan. SubhanAllah, what's the kunna nas'ad sabbahna, right? Or I think it's the nazal nas'ad, you know. You think about the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then you say, alhamdulillah, the Prophet, you say, alhamdulillah ala kulli hal, as Aisha mentioned. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. So it just increases your remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, like I said before, you think of, you know, like subhanAllah in your life. You know, you think of subhanAllah whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَتَخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا سُبْحَانَ.
Yeah.
You know, it's always a tanzih. You know, so it was amazing when I was thinking about that and saying, okay, we say this so many times. And it's interesting because it kind of revs you up to think more about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and think about how subhanAllah, where was the subhanAllah moment in your life?
Wow.
Where was the in your life?
Wow.
Allahu Akbar moment in your life.
Wow. Yeah, I want you to continue. I don't want to stop you, but I just want to say one thing. that can only happen if you pause the world for a second. Just like if we're distracted, we're not able to reflect, like reflect and then remember. And so what Sheikh Abdullah is saying is like, oh, I wish I could do that. You could just have to stop, put the phone away, get your quiet time after salah, just for 1 second, 2 minutes, reflect. If you catch the reflect part, you've earned the remembrance part. That is the key. Everybody's running off the remembrance. Remember, I want to remember. I want to remember. Like, we have to catch the train that's hitched on the remembrance, and that is reflect. Sorry about that.
Sheikh Abdullah. No, that's so true. And, you know, what better time than right when you just finished your prayer, you know?
Wow.
Astaghfirullah. It's interesting that that's mashrur, that it was legislated that way, you know, that right after the salah, you know, you say this. You say a statement of humility, you know, astaghfirullah for any shortcomings that took place within the salah, you know, and then after that, you just remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You recite ayatul kursi, you make some more adhkar, you know, right after you made adhkar and invocations within the prayer, but after that, subhanAllah, there's still some more. So, you know, just keeping the tongue wet with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, and you mentioned, you know, when you leave this dunya, you know, I remember I was learning, and the first time I heard the hadith, and may Allah forgive me when I first heard it, you know, it was like, okay, what are the three questions you ask? Man rabbukum adinukum an nabiyuk. I was thinking, okay, a liar could just say that. Now that they read the hadith, they know that they could say it. You know, but it's, you know, that's it. It's like how the Prophet ﷺ told Aisha, بَلَ الْأَمْرُ أَعْظَمُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ, which is like everyone's going to be without any clothes on. They're going to be looking at each other. The Prophet says that, بَلَ الْأَمْرُ أَعْظَمُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. That's, you know, no one's going to be worrying about that. يَوْمَ يَفِرُ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. It's going to be, may Allah protect him. But it's subhanAllah, you think, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. You know, you think of subhanAllah, it's not going to be that easy. Oh, the angel of death, okay, even though I'm a munafiq, you know, My Lord is Allah, my deen is Islam, my prophet. No, it doesn't work that way. It's going to be what was there in your hearts initially that is going to keep you firm when you answer those questions, when the angels come to you. Inshallah, our souls will be like the water that is seeping out of the faucet, not like the thorn that is going through wet wool. You know what I'm saying? And it'll be misk. It'll smell like misk, inshallah ta'ala. So it's, you know, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remembering him when we leave this world is something that is, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those that, you know, when our eyes, when our soul leaves from إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومُ وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَ إِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ, you know, that dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there.
It comes back and it becomes a source of remembrance and help for us. This is why the Quran, yushafi'an, psalm is yushafi'an, everything the shafa'a for us because we took care of it. You know, subhanAllah. I want to share two ayat and they're connected. And it just one ayat leads to the other. وَمَثَلُ كَلِمَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٍ وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes people say, what's the point of me saying one subhanAllah? What's the point of me saying one alhamdulillah? I can't do all of it, so I should just leave all of it. No, I mean, if you can't buy 100 stocks, you just buy 5. You buy whatever you can. You can still be a part of that. You can still at least say, I was in that. I benefited from that profit as well. It's, you know, they say in Jannah, my favorite hadith is, لَيْسَ يَتَحَصُّرُ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا عَلَى سَاتٍ يَمُرُّ بِهَا لَمْ يَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ تَعَالَى فِيهَا. Like, the people of Jannah will only regret on those moments that they never thought about the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they're sitting in Jannah and they hear this beautiful noise, like such a beautiful, soft noise. They say, Allah, where's that noise coming from? They say, it's coming from above, one Jannah above. Not literally above, but however it is. And they say, well, man, that person must have done like so much more than me. So much more tahajjud, so much more in their ibadah for them to get that Jannah. I mean, the difference between a person who wins the race and loses the race is 1 millisecond. Doesn't have to be that much, right? So Allah says, no, the only difference between you and them, or the angels will tell them, is the fact that he said one more Alhamdulillah. That one Alhamdulillah got them to the next level. Tayyibatin. It gets a good state, a good word that we use allows this. This word benefits us now. The roots are here, but the reward of it continues to grow. It continues to cultivate itself. And inshallah, when we get there, we will see the benefit of it. And that leads me to the next ayah, إِلَيْهِ يَسْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُ. That to Allah goes all of these words. When we say these words, it goes directly to Allah. And this is why the Mufassirun mentioned, Mujahid mentions in إِلَيْهِ يَسْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ, that Allah says this because فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ. Because since we say the name of Allah, it actually goes directly to Allah and Allah says our name.
Wow.
And Allah mentions our name. That's it. You got, if our
it's a shout out. You're gonna get a shout out, right?
If we're applying for a certain program or if we're applying for a job, if our resume has fallen on the desk of a good boss or a good person, we're gonna get accepted. If our name can be seen in front of Allah and mentioned by Allah, how can we not get accepted? إِلَيْهِ يَسْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ. It's going up. وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُ. And because the statements are going up, those statements are bringing the actions. It's not the opposite way that I first need to start doing good deeds and then I speak about Allah. No, just start speaking. You know, people always say, don't speak, man, because you don't act upon it. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. The tafsir of this ayah is not that you can't speak about something you're not doing. This ayah means don't speak about something that you don't want to do. So if you don't want to pray the Hajj, don't give advice about it. But if you want to do it and you're not doing it, then give advice about it. So the statements, the speech actually leads to the amal. And the speech motivates the amal and propels the amal to continue going up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Love is found in everything of that person. Sometimes, my brother is gone, rahimullah, but still with us. I wear his vest all the time. When I wear his vest, I think of him, I love him even more. I wear something that he used to, in his perfume, I love him even more. If we start seeing that everything that we have is actually Allah's anyways,
subhanallah,
our love for Allah will just increase. It's from Allah. I see my brother's car. My brother's car is the one that I wish he was, I mean, wallahu a'lam, maybe if he was driving that would have been better. That he wasn't driving, actually didn't have a car. The car that I used to have, he was driving. It sits in our parking lot, in our driveway. And it takes a spot in our driveway. But I promise you, no one's ever going to move it. Because it reminds us of our brother. And, you know, it brings us so much happiness. The way that the room is set up will never be changed. Right? But the reality is, even if it does, it doesn't matter because he's enjoying much more wherever he is, inshallah. But if we understand that everything is from Allah anyways, then our love for Allah will increase every single time something good comes into our life. This is from Allah. So what, man? It came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah makes us amongst those people, hopefully, that can find dhikr, not only in saying it, but seeing it. Like, wow, Allah gave me this too? Allah, you're so great. Allah makes us amongst those people.
I mean, we kept Sheikh Abdullah Uduru up this late at night. We started late. I want to thank Sheikh Abdullah Uduru, Mufti Duhab. Thank you for such a deep and profound, detailed explanation of those two ayat. Sheikh Abdullah Uduru, like always, I'm yaqeen. You know, is so fortunate to have found someone like you, where you're providing your knowledge, your assets, your skills, your wisdom, and you bring such a angle of ilm that every time I watch you, I get, I'm like, oh man, I read this, but man, when you start quoting Ibn Qayyim the way you did, and the scholars you were doing today, I'm like, man, mashallah, Allah is giving you so much knowledge, and you love it, and people are benefiting from you from everywhere, and you know, I made some jokes. You are much older than me in age and senior than all of us. So we apologize, Sheikh. But I know you have a really nice demeanor. You have your sons. They take you for a ride. So, you know, you include me amongst those people. We love you so much. And I can't wait to come to Dallas next time to see you properly. Like, you know, you went to Dallas. Did you get to meet him?
No, man. You know how you said there's some people that meet people for an incentive? That was me when I was in Dallas. So.
You honest brother.
Right. Sure, man. But last time I went, I met him. I was able to go there and meet him. And mashallah, I mean, Sheikh Abdullah looks big on the video, but man, he looks massive in person. Mashallah, protect you.
I haven't met Sheikh Abdullah in person yet.
But yeah, if you meet him in person, you know, he's like the Hulk, and we're like, you know, I don't know, whoever the other person is. Well, I protect you. Look, keep you healthy, Sheikh. Mashallah.
We're like the action figures from Toy Story. and when we meet Sheikh Abdullah in this dunya, inshallah, may Allah unite us and then unite us multiple times in this for the khidmah of deen, with the service in the same cause, and inshallah in Jannah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to be in the company of the pious. Brothers and sisters, please make dua for Sheikh Abdullah and his family. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept him, his family, his children, make all of our children from the righteous. give strength to Sheikh Abdullah Uduru, Mufti Abdul Wahab, and all of us who are joining this program, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this night a night where we're forgiven, a night where we're elevated amongst those who benefit and are rewarded in the night of Laylatul Qadr. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our parents, our siblings, our wives, our children, all of us, Ya Rabbal Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us many more Ramadans we're able to enjoy and worship Him and remember Him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our tongues busy and moist with the dhikr of Allah. And when we leave this world, we leave with our tongues and our hearts connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Almighty Allah to forgive our shortcomings and our faults, to overlook them and reward us for the little work that we have done, and to appreciate it, to magnify it, and also multiply it and reward it on the Day of Judgment. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakum Allah khair, everyone. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Sheikh Abdullah, we are indebted. The world and the ummah is indebted to you for the great work that you're doing. We're at your service, Sheikh Abdullah, anytime.
No, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you, brothers, in what you're doing, mashallah. Very consistent and persistent, mashallah. I was telling Sheikh Omar the other day, I said, you know, your platform is unique because it's brothers. Yeah, there's things only brothers can say to one another, and the world gets to see it, but it's a beautiful thing. It's very encouraging, you know, mashallah. It's a beautiful thing. Y'all don't even realize it, but from the outside looking in, it's beautiful seeing that, seeing the collaboration and the consistency, mashallah, for the ilm.
The brothers know who the boss is. So I get to say whatever I want.
As long as you don't forget that, we're okay, Sheikh.
You know, but we both get a fair share of the stake. But thank you for your kind words, Sheikh Abdullah. And you are our older brother too, and we love you just like that for the sake of Allah.
May Allah bless you all, man. Anything you need, love you.
Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hayakum Allah.